The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Spring is in the air. Happy April! Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, Amazon teams up with Teladoc to make basic healthcare accessible. The last in our look at video streaming services with a review of Discovery Plus, an app to help you help companies and organizations identify accessibility issues at their facilities, and finally, a beginner's guide to voiceover. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Amazon teams up to make basic healthcare more accessible with new telehealth feature. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Amazon and Teladoc Health have teamed up to make telemedicine available on some Alexa devices. In a recently published press release, telemedicine company Teladoc Health announced a first-of-its-kind experience that lets users get generalized healthcare services through an Alexa-powered device, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The feature, developed in collaboration with Amazon, allows people to have audio chats with a medical professional. Supported Echo devices include the Echo, Echo Dot, and Echo Show. Video visits are coming soon, according to Teladoc. Users access the telehealth service by telling Alexa, "Alexa, I want to talk to a doctor," and the assistant will connect them to the Teladoc Customer Support Center. A Teladoc doctor will then call the user back to assist them with non-emergency medical needs, such as cold and flu symptoms, allergies, and more. Teladoc says the consultations are as low as free with insurance. For those uninsured, the cost is $75. Although understandably limited to basic illnesses, the virtual health feature makes getting medical advice more accessible for many disabled people. For those who have limited mobility or are immunocompromised and thus more susceptible to COVID, the ability to ask Alexa for medical care can be a lifesaver in more ways than one. What's more, at a technological level, that Amazon is partnering with Teladoc for this initiative is yet another illustration that virtual assistants have far more practical, genuinely useful skills than movie trivia or asking for the weather. In this context, Alexa can bring medical care to you if you can't get it outside the home. The best part is that Teladoc is available now. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. In our next installment of video streaming services, we'll be taking a look at Exploring Discovery Plus. Is it really worth it? It's written by Janet Ingber, and it comes to us from Access World magazine. The Discovery Plus app and the Discovery Plus website have a wealth of nonfiction content from an extensive list of channels. Unfortunately, at this time, they do not offer audio description. The chat representative I contacted a few months ago said, "This particular feature is not yet available in this version of Discovery Plus, but it's a great idea, so thanks for the feedback. I'm going to share this with the developers to review. Audio description has yet to be added to content in the app, but the process of adding audio description can be a long and involved one. However, if you are willing to watch programs without audio description, below is a list of channels available with Discovery Plus. A&E, American Heroes Channel, Animal Planet, Cooking Channel, Destination America, Discovery, Discovery Life, DIY Channel, The Food Network, HGTV, The History Channel, ID or Investigation Discovery, Lifetime, The Magnolia Network, OWN, which is the Oprah Winfrey Network, Planet Earth from BBC, The Science Channel, TLC, and The Travel Channel. For this article, I used an iPhone 13 mini and an M1 MacBook Air to test the service, getting Discovery Plus help and supported devices. There is a help link on the Discovery Plus website. The Help Center has many categories, including watching shows and technical assistance. Only chat is available and accessible. In addition, there is a help link in the Discovery Plus iOS app in the Account tab. Discovery Plus is compatible with iOS and Android, as well as with smart TVs and a lot of other devices. Getting started. Once you have installed the app or have chosen to use the website, you will need to create an account. At this time, Discovery Plus offers a 7-day free trial. After that, there are two plans: ad-free for $6.99 per month, or with ads for $4.99 per month. You can have up to 5 people, including yourself, on the account. 4 devices can be used simultaneously. At the time of this writing, a student discount is available. Verizon customers who subscribe to certain unlimited plans can get 1 year free. Using Discovery Plus. The Discovery Plus home screen has 5 tabs at the bottom of the screen. They are Home, Browse, My List, Search, and Account. Near the top of the screen are category tabs, such as Food, True Crime, Documentaries, Relationships, Science and Technology, and Lifestyle. There is also a For You tab. In the middle of the screen is information about different shows and show links to different Discovery Plus channels. In the middle of the screen is information about different shows and also links to different Discovery Plus channels. The Browse tab has the same categories as on the home screen. In the top left corner is a trending button and an A to Z button. By default, the trending button is selected. If you select the A to Z button, your results will be selected alphabetically. If you flick right, you will hear a list of categories such as food, relationships, true crime, and nature and animals. Selecting a category brings up a list of programs in that category. Below the categories list are options to choose specific channels and a description of some popular programs. Selecting a category brings up a list of shows which meet the criteria. For example, I chose Nature and Animals and then chose a show called Dogs 101. On a new screen was information about the show, a Play Now button, and a Favorite Ad button. Selecting the Favorite Ad button adds the item to your list. Under the Favorite Now button are the tabs, Episodes, About the Show, and You May Also Like. If the show has more than one episode, they will be listed below the 3 tabs. The My List tab is where your list of saved shows is located. As you explore the Browse section, find an item that interests you and select it. If you want to save the item to your list, activate the item's Favorite Ad button. The Search tab has an edit box at the top of the screen. Results are located below the edit box. If no text is in the search box, there are several search categories, including Recommended for You, Top Searches, and Just Added. Also in this area is an option to access your list. The first item in the Account tab is Add Profile. It is very easy to create a profile on Discovery Plus. Go to the Account tab and then flick right to the Create Profile button. An edit box will open. Enter the person's name and select the Done button in the upper left corner. There is also a button to manage profiles. Below the profile information is the Settings button. This is where you control notifications and access your device. Below the Settings heading is the Help link. Watching content. Once an item is selected, it will begin playing within a few seconds. If you flick around the screen, you will find that VoiceOver is reading whatever information is presented about what is playing. For example, if you play a show with many episodes, the episodes list will remain on the screen. With Sighted Assistance, I learned that the information was not visible and only the video is on the screen. Unfortunately, the playback controls are not very accessible. While content is playing, if you double tap near the top third of the screen, an unlabeled box brings up playback controls. VoiceOver does not say anything. Controls are on the screen for about 3 seconds. There are two buttons at the top of the screen, Watch from Start and Watch Live. They can bring up the controls, but again, the controls disappear in about 3 seconds. If you swipe right from the Watch Live button, after pressing it, you can find the controls briefly. The first two items are labeled 10 and seem to rewind and fast forward by 10 seconds, respectively. Next, you will see the current time and finally, the total time of the program. The two-finger double tap does work to start and stop. If you have an Apple Watch, playback controls will be there and easy to use. Discovery Plus on the Mac. Discovery Plus works well on the Mac. The same categories as on the iOS device are on the website. However, your list does not sync with the iOS app. If you are watching the same show on the app and website, that doesn't sync either. The website has a lot of information, but little clutter. If profiles have been set up, they too will be there. Playback controls are accessible. Once content is playing, VoiceOver right arrow to playback controls. If that does not work, VoiceOver right arrow to full screen. Do not select it. Instead, VoiceOver left arrow until you hear the playback controls. You can also try using the Forms option to the VoiceOver rotor button. In conclusion, although Discovery Plus does not offer audio description at this time, the streaming service offers a lot of content. It would be a considerable improvement if they offered audio description. The relatively inaccessible playback controls on the iOS app is a negative. The website does offer accessible playback controls, however. To try Discovery Plus, check out their free trial. If you have an unlimited plan with Verizon, call to find out if you are eligible for a free one-year subscription. Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service. New app helps identify accessibility barriers at public sites. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. A new mobile application could be the secret to fixing accessibility problems in publicly funded institutions. According to the Lovell Disability Rights Group, the new app called Brigade Accessible allows people with disabilities to flag potential accessibility issues at public locations, such as hospitals, pools, and schools. Launched in December, the app includes questionnaires based on the location and the disabilities of the user. For instance, a person who uses a wheelchair would answer a different set of questions than someone who is visually impaired. Although some problems can be costly to fix, many are not, says Kim Jolly. Simple things like a lack of signage, advertising accessible entrances, are easily fixed, she said. When problems are flagged through the app, the group then informs the institution and suggests how to fix the problem. Right now, there are about 30 volunteers called Brigadiers who are able to use the app to file reports. The app costs about $50,000 to create and implement with funding from different governmental agencies, such as the City of Laval and the Office des Personnes Handicapées du Québec. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Whether you're new to accessibility on an iOS device or you need a refresher course, this article is entitled iOS for Beginners, Getting Started or Restarted with an iPhone or iPad. This comes to us from Access World Magazine and it is written by Bill Holton. Did you once use an iPhone, only now your vision is faded and you fear you'll have to return to that old clamshell model because you simply won't get the hang of pressing buttons and using commands on a flat slab of glass? Perhaps family members have been urging you to get a mobile device so they can reach you more easily. Or maybe you are that family member and you want to learn to use the iPhone's built-in accessibility features so you can tutor your loved one and help him or her become more independent. No matter the reason, begin your journey with the iOS Settings app. There, you'll find the accessibility menu, which includes a number of built-in features for users who are blind or low vision. Low vision settings include the ability to magnify what's on the screen and adjust the display brightness and contrast. Blind and other print disabled users will also be able to use the device with VoiceOver, the built-in touchscreen reader that speaks texts, buttons, and other information in the voice, speed, and volume of your choice. An accessible smartphone has arguably offered the visual impaired community more independence and opportunity than any other 21st century device. It can literally enhance your quality of life. If you don't believe this, check out this morning to bedtime guide detailing just some of the things you can accomplish with an iPhone or iPad. The article is entitled A Day in the Life Technology that Assists a Visually Impaired Person Throughout the Day. In this article, I hope to offer a bit of encouragement and inspiration to the first-time iOS accessibility user or to those who wish to teach them. Along the way, I'll tap the shared knowledge of several experts, including members of the dedicated team of Access World authors. You'll also find links to various resources that can help you learn more about iOS accessibility. Don't give up. The learning curve for screen magnification users isn't quite as steep as it is for new VoiceOver users. You've likely used other magnifiers in the past, even if it's just a pair of reading glasses and a cookbook or two. But a touchscreen that starts chattering every time you touch it can be rather disconcerting. An accessible, gesture-based device can be intimidating at first, but remember, your goal isn't to learn everything at once, says Michael Hansen, editorial team member of Apple Viz, one of the premier resources for users of Apple products. If you expect to know everything about using VoiceOver the first day, you are going to be disappointed. Instead, take it one step at a time, recommends Hansen, who also teaches seniors to use iPhones and other touch devices at the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind. Whether it's simply making and receiving phone calls, sending and receiving text messages, or checking emails, focus on one or two tasks and practice them. Don't learn the technology, learn to use the technology to accomplish what you want to do. Getting started with iOS and iPad OS is a helpful guide from Apple Viz. Former Access World editor Lee Huffman agrees. A lot of beginning iPhone users get confused because there are simply too many icons on their screen. It makes it more challenging to find the app you want. Most beginning iPhone users make do with just a few apps. If all you want to do is make phone calls, send text messages, and browse Facebook, why not simply delete other unneeded apps? To delete an app using VoiceOver, perform a one-finger swipe left to right until the app name is spoken, and follow with one-finger swipe down. Double tap on Delete, and then select Remove App from the home screen. Your screen will be that much less cluttered, and the apps you remove will be stored invisibly in your app library, where they can easily be reinstalled when you're ready to give them a try. The trouble with touch. Most new touchscreen reader users feel a bit out of control when they first try swiping, scrubbing, or double-tapping a flat screen. Many press too hard or swipe from side to side with a follow-through any professional golfer would envy. Remember that old manual typewriter you once used and how hard it was to switch to a computer keyboard because you needed to pound the keys? Going from physical buttons to touch is a lot like that. It takes time and practice to develop a light and gentle touch, says Hansen, who offers this useful tip. One of the best ways to think about swiping is to pretend you're stroking a cat with one finger. A gentle touch is all you need. Press too hard and that cat's out of there. Another handy way to improve your VoiceOver touch skills is by accessing VoiceOver practice in the device's accessibility menu. You can also tap the screen twice in rapid succession with all four fingers to begin a practice session. In practice mode, your device describes the function of any tap or swipe you perform. End the session with a second four-finger double tap. A double tap gesture is when you tap the screen with one, two, three, or even four fingers twice in rapid succession. By default, a quarter of a second or less. If you find this skill difficult to master, you can lengthen the time span your device will recognize your gesture as a double tap. Open your device's accessibility settings and choose the VoiceOver option. Scroll down to the bottom and choose the double tap timeout option. Enter a new, longer time length there. Then, give it a try and make further adjustments if necessary. More details can be found on Apple Viz, how to slow down the double tap speed on iOS. Entering emails or other text using a touch keyboard can take some time to get used to, says Janet Ingberg, Access World contributor and author of the book Mac Basics for the Beginning User, Mac OS 11 Big Sur Update. Consider purchasing a Bluetooth keyboard and using it to enter large blocks of text or even to enter gestures while you're learning, she says. For a full list of iOS keyboard commands, check out VoiceOver, iOS Gestures and Keyboard Commands, and Apple Accessibility Resources. When your fingers refuse to cooperate. For some, there are medical or motor control issues that limit the ability to perform touch gestures or even type on a Bluetooth keyboard. Apple has you covered here, too, with accessibility features called Voice Control. With Voice Control, you can navigate and interact with your device using your voice to tap, swipe, and even dictate text, says Shelley Bisman, author of iOS Access for All, your comprehensive guide to accessibility for iPad, iPhone, and iPod Touch. The feature requires a quick download and is available for devices running iOS 13 or later or iPad OS. With VoiceOver control enabled, you can speak commands the same as though you were actually touching the screen, notes Bisben. Say, one finger swipe left, for example, to move the highlighted icon to the next app on your home screen. Or compose mail. In the mail app, to begin a new email, speaking show me what to say lists all available commands for your current screen. Low vision users with motor issues can also set the voice control screen to create a command overlay using either control names or numbers to help simplify a too busy screen. Touch commands can then be issued by speaking an iOS command such as tap, followed by either the control name or number depending on which overlay you have selected. More information on voice control can be found at the Apple support page. Use voice controls on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. Another useful iOS accessibility feature for low vision users with limited motor control is assistive touch. This feature allows you to substitute taps and swipes to accommodate your individual needs and abilities. You can also create custom gestures to perform commands. Even multiple commands, such as drawing a smiley face to initiate a FaceTime call with your spouse. We've already mentioned using a Bluetooth keyboard to make using your device easier. With Assistive Touch, you can also connect your iOS device using Bluetooth and USB trackpads, joysticks, and mouse devices. More information on Assistive Touch is available through Apple support. Use Assistive Touch on iPhone. Low Vision Help. As stated above, the iPhone and iPad include a wealth of low-vision accessibility features. This doesn't mean that a bit of speech won't also come in handy when your eyes get tired or the print turns too small to read comfortably, says Stephen Kelly, Access World author and learning expert at Hadley, which offers this series of workshops on the topic iPhone, iPad, low-vision feature series, Kelly advises. In accessibility settings, look for the spoken content option. Two great features are Speak Selection and Speak Screen. Both options provide text-to-speech light for users who might benefit from having some text read aloud. With Speak Screen turned on, a two-finger swipe down the screen will read whatever's on the screen. This is perfect for emails, long texts, or documents at a font size that's too small to read. When speak screen starts, it displays a dialog box that offers options for changing the speaking rate, pausing the speech, and stopping the reading. Speak selection works in a similar way. Instead of reading the page from top to bottom, the user selects the text to be read, and speak appears in as one of the context menu items. While VoiceOver requires a bit more of a learning curve, remember, it can be turned on and off with Siri. Just say, turn VoiceOver on or off. VoiceOver will offer more options for reading text than either speak screen or speak selection. So the low vision user may want to turn it on for reading longer text, then turn it back off. More information on spoken content is available through Apple support. Hear iPhone speak the screen, selected text, and typing feedback. When you have trouble hearing. If you have even minor hearing loss, instead of using your device's speaker, consider using the included headphones, advises Deborah Kendrick, Access World contributor and author of When Your Ears Can't Help You See, Strategies for Blind or Low Vision Individuals with Hearing Loss. At the same volume, you will hear the content much clearer if you have the audio sent directly into the middle of your head, she says. Many models of hearing aids will connect via Bluetooth to your iPhone or iPad and send the audio directly through your aid. If you are not yet using hearing aids, Kendrick recommends a control center app called Live Listen. Connect either wired or Bluetooth headphones, and your iPhone or iPad will route the sound through built-in microphones and into your headphones. This can be particularly handy in a noisy restaurant, Kendrick says. Place the iPhone on the middle of the table and it will be much easier to keep up with the conversation. You can also place your Live Listen enabled iPhone in front of the TV for quick and easy amplification. Of course, unless you plan to sit very close to the set, you will need a pair of Bluetooth headphones. To access Live Listen, slide one finger down from the top of the screen until you hear and feel the second click. Swipe until you find the hearing device choice. Then, double tap and choose Live Listen. Apple support offers more information on using iOS with a hearing impairment, hearing accessibility features in iOS. Getting help. Still can't figure things out? Apple maintains a special accessibility hotline which you can reach by calling 1-877-204-3930. Technicians can answer questions regarding Apple's accessibility features, problem solve, and even, with your permission, connect to your phone for a screen sharing session. For more information, visit the Apple Accessibility Support page. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.